Now we have a full documentation of Paul preaching the gospel in this particular chapter in Acts. If you look at Paul preaching the gospel, you can't find many where Paul preached the gospel. I'm not talking about his teachings in the book of Romans and all the epistles. I'm talking about his preaching. Amen. If today I tell you, no, we have an ancient recording, if this possible, of Paul preaching the gospel, would you want to hear it? Amen. But here we have a documentation. The Holy Spirit saw fit to document the preaching word for word from the beginning to the end. Amen. There was another time where Paul preached a sermon, but it was not a complete sermon because he was stopped short by the people. It was in Athens. And he passed by the city and he saw the entire city given to idolatry. And the Bible says he found one altar that said to the unknown God. He says, guys, I saw there's an altar called the unknown God. And I want to tell you about this God. And he started preaching about how this God, in him we live and move. You know, he's the God that takes care of people. And he made us all out of one common blood. And then he came and he talked about Jesus Christ. When he came to Jesus Christ, before he can preach the gospel, he says, by this man, God will judge the world. And the Bible says that the people mocked him. Some believed, but a lot of them mocked. Okay, he was stopped short. But here in Acts 13, in Antioch, Pisidia, present-day Turkey, he actually preached in this gospel and word for word is recorded all the way to the end, to the final part of the message. So Paul began by talking about how Israel, talking about their history, he was in the synagogue, talking about the Jewish history, how Israel was in captivity, right, in slavery, in Egypt, how God brought them out. Then he talked about Joshua and the allotment of the land. Then Paul went on, again, preaching about their history, the time of the judges, and then the first king, which is Saul, King Saul. And he came to David, the one appointed by God. And from this man, David, from his lineage, would come the Messiah, the Savior of the world. When he came to that people and he preached on the resurrection, watch this. This is the ending part of Paul's sermon. And Paul says this, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. We have discovered what Paul preached. It's as good as finding a CD of his sermon or an MP3 or a recording of his sermon. You know, we are hearing Paul preach the gospel to an audience who are not familiar with the gospel, and we see what he deems important for them to hear. Amen? Number one, he says, through this man, Jesus Christ, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. It's unqualified, unconditional. It's a proclamation of the offer of God, forgiveness of sins. And it's not a matter of like whether it's contingent on their repentance, whether it's contingent on their behavior modification, whether it's conditioned on how sorrowful they are, how bad they feel. Nothing to do with them. Notice what it says. Through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. Now, some of us today will go to Paul back then and say, hey, Paul, you can't just say this. You got to tell them they got to repent. They got to, be really sorrowful in their heart and they really must turn around their ways. They must turn a new leaf. They must turn around to God. And you cannot just tell them, to you is preached the forgiveness of sins. How can you just offer them the forgiveness of sins? But Paul knew something we don't. Paul knew God is not looking at men anymore. He's looking at his son. It's not about the leper with all his sores. It is about the wonderful healer in all his glory. The focus is no more on the sinner. The focus is on Jesus. Amen. And what he went through for us, right, at the cross, in his death, burial, and resurrection. And now God offers, because of what he has done, God offers a free gift of the forgiveness of sins. To you, through this man, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. It's only to be received. Now, when you receive that, God calls that repentance because you are saying, I cannot save myself. Amen. I cannot save myself from my sins. I cannot save myself from my judgment. I have no other way but to believe. He is the one. Amen. This is the way. Amen. And you believe on the gospel of Jesus Christ. You believe and receive the forgiveness of sins. What does that mean? You believe that you are forgiven of all your sins through Jesus Christ. That's the gospel Paul preached. Amen. And notice there's no until your next sin. He didn't say, all right, through this man it's preached to you the forgiveness of sins until the next time you fail. No, it's unqualified. Amen. It is unqualified. It's unconditional. And not only that, he talks about justification, which is the essence of the gospel. Today, we hear a gospel without the proclamation of, in this gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. The gospel is all about justification by faith. People, at one time in the 1800s, in the 1700s, it came back strong. God restored this truth and people were liberated. The Holy Spirit was able to have free reign in believers' lives and believers were transformed. The church became a place of power. Amen. Where darkness stepping into the church comes out light. Where sickness steps into the church and comes out healed. Miracles were happening. Amen. Friend, we have lost the gospel. We need to rediscover the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about justification by faith. Here, after the forgiveness of sins, he says, by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. Do you see that? And the word justified here is dikao, which is the word for declared righteous. In fact, Young brings it up. Young says here, and from all things from which you were not able in the law of Moses to be declared righteous, in this one, in Christ, everyone who is believing is declared righteous. Oh, it's so good. Let me read that again. And from all things from which you were not able in the law of Moses to be declared righteous, in this one, everyone who is believing is declared righteous. Friend, when Paul preached the gospel to sinners, amen, he just preached the unqualified gospel, amen, unconditional gospel, amen. He didn't look at them that they must respond in an appropriate way, then they can receive the gospel. He proclaimed for people to believe. Now, not everyone believed, we'll see in a while's time. Not everyone believed, but many believe. This is the gospel that we have lost. A gospel that talks about you have been declared righteous. Amen. And it's for you to believe that. Amen. And then when you believe right, you will live right. Don't worry about that. That will be the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Amen. But you cannot tell sinners to clean themselves before they come to Jesus. Amen. You got to preach through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, all who believe are declared righteous, from which you cannot be justified or declared righteous by the law of Moses. Amen, people? Praise the Lord. We are rediscovering the gospel of grace that Paul preached. Now, let's look at the reaction. Paul knew that among the people in the synagogue, there were many of them who were more law conscious. No, you got to change. You got to do this. And they would reject the gospel. Paul knew that. Amen? Paul knew that. In fact, some of them would go to Paul and say, hey, Paul, you cannot just say, and through this man, all right, everyone who believes, just believes. This is easy believism. This is cheap grace. They'll probably say that if they are law conscious. Would you correct Paul? Would you tell Paul, Paul, it'd be good for you to qualify your statements a little bit. Paul, I think you are making it too unqualified, too unconditional. Amen. Free offer to all just to believe on. And that's all they need to do. I think it's this easy believism, Paul. I think this is cheap grace. This is not grace. This is hyper grace. Would you say that to Paul? Look at what Paul preached. Amen. And Paul knew. Paul knew there'll be opposers. And this is what Paul said. Beware therefore, he said, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. He's quoting from Habakkuk. For I work a work in your days, a work which you by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. So God is saying, in the last days, I'll do a work that when you hear it, you will not believe. It's too marvelous. Like grace is too good. You know, God cannot be that good. You know, it cannot be that free. Amen. It cannot be that unqualified. And Paul was saying, you people, you know, I can see fulfilled in you what Habakkuk prophesied. When God will release the gospel of grace, this will be your reaction. Amen. He calls them, you despisers, marvel and perish, he said. So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Who were the ones that responded? Those who did not know about the law, the Gentiles. The Gentiles were there. Amen. They were there at the synagogue. Usually they were sitting at the side, not participating at all. They always look upon as people who have no knowledge about the law. Okay, but they were the ones who were the first to respond. They had no consciousness of the law. Now, when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes, these are Gentiles who believed, all right, and they followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in what? In the grace of God. Continue in the grace of God. Don't start from faith and then go to works. No, this gospel, the righteousness of God, is revealed from faith to faith. Amen? Not from faith to works. If you maintain that faith that you are declared righteous, amen, before God through Christ, amen, you will always produce not dead works, but good works in your life. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus.
This excerpt is brought to you by josephprince.com. To get the full message, visit josephprince.com.